the transition from college, Minnesota, to the New England Patriots, professional football, playing against the best, the strongest, and the most talented football players in the world. What was that like?
I ain't have to say it was. I thought it was gonna be real tough for me, but with the help of Corey Dillon, he made it a lot easier for me. He made everything like textbook for me, so it put it in things so I can understand it. Because a lot of stuff they were saying, I really wasn't understanding of their terminology and how to put it to my terminology. So he made everything a lot easier for me, so I can understand it better, so I can go out there and perform at the best of my ability.
Is it easy playing in New England with such average fans, demanding fans?
Oh man,
spoiled fans.
I have to say, I think, what was that, the first home game we had regular season? We got booed at halftime. I said, "Whoo, these some tough fans, boy. They are some tough fans, but they really love their sports and they really love the Patriots." And I see that a lot everywhere I go. Everybody like, "Oh man, we love y'all, y'all." I'm like, "Man, I ain't played a game in 2 years." They still saying they love me, but you know they some good fans out here.
So many running backs that I know growing up, Jim Brown, of course, Gale Sayers, Walter Payton, Sweetness, and now Barry Sanders, and now recently Lawrence Murray, Reggie Bush, Danny Thomason. Okay. Who did you try to emulate, or who impressed you as you were growing up?
All these backs impressed me. You know, I never try to emulate my style after nobody, because how you saying Barry Sanders now and Walter Payton, hopefully some people can say, "Oh, well, Lawrence, man, you run just like Lawrence." So I really try not to mark minds out of nobody. I just want to start my own legacy. So hopefully that if I become a successful back in this league, everybody can say, "Well, you run just like Lawrence." And so, you know, I watch a lot of good backs. There's a lot of different styles out here that's real good that I look at and try to nitpick and take some here and take some there and just try to put my own little twist to it.
Last question. Community involvement. A lot of the guys are involved in doing some beautiful things in the community. Kevin Falk, Rodney Harrison, Colvin, Roosevelt Colvin is very much involved in the community helping young people. Are you involved?
Last year, I started my foundation, and last year, everything was moving fast, but I did a back-to-school giveaway last year, and I also did it this year, and I did a toy drive last year, which I'm doing this year again. Mm-hmm. I did a Thanksgiving giveaway, which I gave away 39 turkeys, which I'm doing it this year, and also I'm having my foundation also cook the food and serve hot meals at homeless shelters. We're doing a toy drive this year. We held our first annual celebrity football camp this year. We're having a golf tournament in 2009 that we're hosting, and it's a lot of things that I'm trying to do and try to do to give back, and then I'm also trying to for up here, trying to bring everything. I wanted to start in St. Louis first if I can get a hang of it and move it up here. And one of the things I'm trying to get done this year is get 10 kids from a Boys and Girls Club and give them tickets to come to a home game.
Wow, that's beautiful. Hurry back. All right, need you on the field. Keep doing the good things you're doing for New England, man.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it,
man. Man, I am focused on Miami right now only.
Will you be ready to go?
I am focused on Miami. You can take it the way you want to take it.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling fine, sir.
Ready to go?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling better than you did 2 weeks ago?
Feeling better than I was 2 weeks ago. Any other questions?
Anxious to get back on the field?
That's anybody. You know, anybody that say they love the game of football to be anxious, whether they got to sit out 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 days, you always going to be anxious because you just love to play the game of football. And I'm, you know, it hurts to be on the sideline. You missing it, just watching it. But, you know, it just give you more energy and more motivation to come back.
You more anxious with Sammy being out?
No, don't try to twist this one.
I'm not twisting.
I don't like the way that. Can you reword that, please?
If you're the main running back this week,
That sounds fishy. That sounds like a Maroney versus Morris controversy. What you think? Do it sound like that, Mike?
Back me up. I'll put it this way.
In general sense, if a running back that you guys have as a team is not going to be able to play, is there more pressure to get back and try to help the team and be available?
In some sense, yeah, but in some sense, it ain't, because, you know, you still got to know your body and know your injury. Just because another person went down don't mean that you got to speed your injury process up and then hurt yourself more. And then now two of y'all out for even longer instead of you just being patient. So I'm still going to be patient, and whatever Belichick and the trainers have for me this week is what they have and what they say. So it ain't no rush back. As much as I want to get back, is whatever they say goes.
You know your body better than anybody. Do you feel comfortable being in as good a football shape as you can at this point to be able to be on that field?
Like I said earlier, I feels good.
Are you close on Sunday?
Huh?
Are you close on Sunday or working out before the game?
You know, I felt halfway decent. It felt halfway decent, you know. Y'all is trying to get something started. I like y'all. Hey, I like y'all. I might go to media whenever this. I'm gonna come look for y'all. Y'all gonna give me a job when it's all over with, man. So I like this job. It's real fun.
Is it frustrating to come in the season and then have that injury? Knowing what you wanted to accomplish.
First of all, coming off one injury as it is, and coming into another one, it definitely is frustrating. It's like, man, I just can't get rid of these things. You know, my whole career, I ain't never had an injury. Until I got to the league, you know, I missed 2 games of college due to an ankle sprain. But that was the only games I missed in my football career. And come up here and seem like I just can't get rid of these things. And it's one of them things that you try to work hard not to be labeled as injury prone. And you try to work so hard not to be injured. But in this game of football, you know, injury, I'm surprised that people don't get injured every play. You know, and that's just a surprising stat to me that, you know, the way we play and how hard we work and how physical this game is, people should get hurt more often. But, you know, it's one of them things that you don't want to have.
How much does it bother you if people label you as injury prone?
Well, the only way it's going to start if y'all start it. So as long as y'all don't start it, I'm going to be all right.
Is it easier to sit out, seeing how great the offense
is? No, it's not easier. Even if we win and lose, it's not easier because you want to play and you want to contribute in any way possible. So it's not easy sitting out.
Can you talk about what the running game has been like from the sidelines, your view, and how they've stepped
up? You're right. They have stepped up. You know, Sammy placed high markets for the running game. And, you know, yeah, I was hopefully we could have got up the 1-2 punch started, 1-2-3 punch with me, him, and Kev, and throw Heath in there. And, you know, so it's kind of sad to see him going down because I really thought me and him was going to have something special this year.
He stepped in for you.
Picked you up.
To pick him up. It's a team effort thing, you know. I'm going to help him out. He helped me out.